Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the battle never ends.
This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. By One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns, created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. By Actual Size Creations, specializing in handmade knitting bags and accessories for the stylish knitter. Knitting messenger bags in fun and funky fabrics for every project and any occasion. Visit her wonderful online store at valuetree.etsy.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax dip bears created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at mysticalvibes.com. Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, my wonderful knitting friend. I am so glad to be here with you again. I apologize for the long wait, again, for another podcast. I was hoping to get one done every week, but I think, at least for now, while there is only one of me in the world, my husband looks very relieved when I say this, thank God, he's thinking, I'll be doing them only every 2 weeks. This week's episode is called I Heart Knitting Group. I'm talking to all of you out there in the knitting world who belong to a knitting group. Don't you get through your week by thinking to yourself, if I can just make it to knitting group this week, I'll be happy. So many times I've either sent an email or received an email from a knitting friend saying, is it Wednesday yet? That's our knitting night. I think it's the equivalent of the 80s commercial, Calgon, take me away. When I'm stressed out or about to kill someone, figuratively of course, only one thing helps. No, I'm not talking about drugs or caffeine. Have you ever been around me on high amounts of caffeine? Oh, you don't want to. Or alcohol. Can't stomach that much either. I knit. Or spin. But mostly, I knit. I would be a mushy, whacked out, crazy lady, or more so, Ian would say, if I didn't have my knitting group. It's like therapy, but better. In my group, there is such a range of ages and personalities that no matter which issue you're dealing with, there is always someone who understands and helps to make you feel better. Sometimes you don't even want to talk about it. You just want to forget the rest of the world, laugh, knit, and have that loving, hugged, safe feeling you get when you go to knitting group. Knitting group gives you inspiration. How many times have you said, oh, I love that pattern. Where'd you get it? Can you copy it for me? And support. I did that entire row completely wrong. I have to rip it out. Can someone do it for me? And encouragement. When you bring your newly knitted item to group and everyone will ooh and ah, making you feel like the greatest person in the world, even if it's only for 5 minutes. In those moments, you are invincible. This episode is dedicated to everyone in my knitting group, the Manch Vegas Knitters. Socks don't count. Who have listened to me, inspired me, cheered for me, and fondled me. Hugged me. You all mean so much to me, and I'm so thankful to be part of such a terrific group. If you're part of such a group, I bet you feel lucky too. Hooray to knitting groups! So, before we continue, Grab your knitting or spinning, your nip of choice, put your feet up, and let's go.
My week and
My week in projects is very simple. As you know from my blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com, I was at Spot last weekend for the NETA group, the New England Textile Arts Group. If you want to read more about the details of the weekend, check out the link on my blog for the NETA spa trip. Did I have the best time in the world? Oh, yes. Did I get any knitting done? Hell no. From Friday night to Sunday evening, I got 2 rows done on my wavy scarf and 2 rows done on my second Argyle sock. But spinning, I got a lot of spinning done. What usually takes me about 2 weeks to spin, I got done in a little under 4 days. I spun from Saturday morning until Sunday afternoon, and then I did some finishing and plying on Monday and Tuesday. What was I spinning? Well, it was Spunky Eclectic Superwash Wool for lovely kick-ass ounces of Swamp Monster. More details later. Not only was it super fun to spin, but it came out to be the softest, squishiest, most interesting yarn that I've spun so far. The colors are not usually what I go for. Greens, browns, yellows, and reds. Actually, I mostly avoid these colors because they don't look very good on me. But this time, I was in the mood for change. Do you ever feel that way? I split the roving horizontally instead of vertically. And if you aren't a spinner, this means that the singles will end up being somewhat or sometimes completely different colors from each other. In this case, I had one singles yarn in various greens, browns, and whites, and the other in yellows, reds, and some green. The socks are fraternal twins, the same exact pattern and gauge, but different colorways. You'd think that this would make me sad, but I'm totally loving this pair of socks. They're the softest ones I own, too. And I think that I not only ply the yarn and knit the socks, but the pattern is my own design as well. I am so psyched. My next step is to prepare the pound of Coopworth fleece, stinky and dirty at the moment, I have by washing, drying, combing it, and then dyeing it. Then I'll spin it up and knit it into something using my own design. It will be my most challenging and, I'm sure, very long project yet. Ian keeps shaking his head and saying to me, "You know what the next step is, don't you?" Bah. So on another note, how close am I to finishing up all those UFOs I had listed? Well, not very. Once I finish this next pattern for One Planet Yarn and Fiber, I have one more in the works, but that one's quick and easy. I want to finish Tim's sweater before the cold weather leaves us. It's so close to being done. Only a few more inches of the body, and then the 2 arms. And all the rest of the projects can wait. I want to get my wintry items completed so that my family can wear them at least once before the spring. Anyone else feeling that the itch of spring is coming on? Fresh breezes, birds singing, green grass, and cool, comfortable yarns. Well, I also started Spunky Amy's Everyday Chunky Cardi. I'm doing it along with Julie of newlyknits.typepad.com and Carol and maybe Heather of yarnophiliac.blogspot.com. I've got 1 arm done already, and I've seen that Julie has 2. It's fun, and the yarn is very yummy and springy. I really like the way this is coming out so far. I'm sure I've forgotten a million things that I wanted to say because my brain is so tired, but for now, my week in projects is complete. Let's take a little break and listen to this very appropriate song by Love Equals Action called Everyone's in This Together.
Time.
Wow. I have only one new stuff for this week. I was going to add in the review for the book, The Friday Night Knitting Club by Kate Jacobs, but I decided to postpone it until the next podcast. I'm doing this because my knitting group will be meeting Kate in a week or so at Barnes & Noble in Manchester, and I thought I'd do both the talk and book signing and book review all at once. Just a little preview. I'm really excited about this event because the book was very good, and I truly enjoyed reading it. It was really awesome. Okay, now on to the real wow. Down to Hearth soaps made by my knitting buddy and new spinner, Erica, of armedwithpointysticks.com. Erica's fiancé, Chris, also a mainstay knitter of the Manch Vegas Knitters, makes the molds, and Erica picks the scents, buys the fats, and creates the soaps. It's always very fun when Erica brings in a load of new soaps and dark amber bottles with magical scented oils like Clean, Berry Wine, Rose, and Peppermint to group. It's like being in an old-fashioned apothecary. Her soaps are all handcrafted, all-natural, moisturizing, and latherful, her newly coined word, which is very fitting. She uses only the highest grade coconut, olive, and other oils in her soaps. I have used 2 bars already, and I have 3 more that are pleasantly scenting up my bathroom, waiting to be rubbed on me in the shower. Ooh, that sounds kinky. My favorite scents so far have been creamsicle, berry wine, and lavender eucalyptus, which can also be used as a yarn potpourri to keep away the dreaded moths. If you keep one of those little bars of lavender eucalyptus in your knitting bag, you will smile every time you open it. That soft herbal scent is so relaxing and wonderful to smell as you start to knit. I have to agree with Erica. Her soaps are extremely latherful, and I love the creaminess of them. My skin is usually really dry during the winter, and her soaps really keep me moisturized and happy. And the price is incredible. She wraps each of these lovely soaps in a super nice muslin bag, which can also be used with the soap in it in the shower or bath for extra exfoliation. Down to Hearth soaps are available in special request scents and also for wholesale. They're made in small batches too, so they aren't stale smelling, very fresh, with no artificial colors either. Treat yourself to a couple of her soaps or buy a bunch and give gifts to your favorite knitting buddies. They will love you for it. Email Erica at downtohearth@gmail.com or check out armwithpointysticks.com for more information. Okay, while I sniff my newest soap, Berry Wine, listen to the song by one of my favorite bands, Mossback. This is Annalisa.
Yarn, gasm.
My yarn gasm for this week is no surprise. Do I even have to say it? Spunky eclectic. but this time I'm orgasming over her fiber. I was beside myself last Saturday at spa when I met Amy King face to face. I tried to say how excited I was to meet her and how much I loved everything she creates, but I think I just drooled, made a stupid smiley face, and babbled a bit saying, "I love you, Amy," and tried not to hug her and force her to call in security. So much for being an adult. Forget the manners. Both Amy and her mother laughed every time I came back to the booth to buy more yarn or fiber. Sometimes they'd say, "She's back again," or "It's only been an hour," or something like that. But they graciously put up with my pathetic form of yarn and fiber stalking. One time I think I said, "Oh, I think you should just unload all your fiber and yarn into my car when it's time to leave. I want it all." And Amy laughed. But I think she was thinking of grabbing her mom's hand in case I tried to kidnap her as well. Anyway, I was overwhelmed with all the gorgeous colors, fibers, and yarn she was selling. It was literally a candy store of selections. I finally decided on some superwash wool in the Swamp Monster colorway, the alpaca in Midnight Runner, and merino wool in Shark, which is light blue and gray, awesome, for myself, and berry picking in superwash merino for my spin to knit pal Kaylee of spinayarnforyou.blogspirit.com. The skinny socks yarn in chocolate cherries for blogless Amanda for her birthday, and Neapolitan for Jackie of hellojackie.blogspot.com. All her yarns are so beautiful and soft. I don't know how she comes up with all those colorways, but it's impressive. I just started reading her blog and it's great. It's at spunkyeclectic.com/WP called Boogie Knits. If you haven't visited her website, spunkyhats.com of Yarn Heaven, please do. You won't be disappointed. There isn't an online store out there that has as many fantastic hand-painted colorways, fibers, and yarns as Amy does. And the Spunky Clubs, oh my goodness, I'm asking that for my birthday this year.
Oh crap. Oh crap. Friggin' knitting. Oh crap. Friggin' knitting.
It seems to be that my friggin' knitting topic is slowly fading itself out and pissing me off. If I don't mention it, I end up having a buttload of friggin' knitting the next week. But if I do, then I have a great friggin' knitting week and nothing to talk about. I can't win. So this week, I've got nothing. I thought I would do a little sharing, though. I got an email from a wonderful gal called Aya Zayla. I hope I said her name right. Also known as December Rogue. She writes, "Dear Gina, I have been a faithful listener since your very first podcast. Although you are totally unaware, your podcast makes you feel like you have walked into your best friend's house, given a steaming cup of tea, and handed a beautiful little skein and sticks. Interestingly enough, I had just begun to knit when I found your podcast on the new list, actually listened to it and laughed myself silly while cleaning houses, my job. I laughed so hard when you played the song The Boob Fairy Never Came For Me that my client actually asked me if I was okay. He got a good laugh at me, although when I said I was listening to a knitting show, he walked away slowly. Obviously, he doesn't knit. I really like your podcast, and I'm so happy for you that you got a mention in that magazine. Rock on. I actually was so inspired by your show that I went to buy a knitting bag and became more serious. But being only a lowly housekeeper, I didn't have that much money, so I ended up sewing a bag from scratch instead. When I figure out how to get my digital camera hooked up to my Mac, I will send you a pic, because it's pink and purple. I have two questions for you. Being new, I understand that these are most likely dumb. No way. But here goes. Number one. I tried to get some songs from your podcast on iTunes and the PodSafe network and failed. I really wanted the Boob Fairy song and the In the Rain by Love Equals Action, but couldn't find the band on Google. Meep. Number two. Being a Cincinnati, Ohio transplant to Sarasota, Florida has one drawback. I get so jealous hearing everyone talking about sweaters and scarves. What does a Florida girl knit with almost no talent and little skill? Here, I will answer those quickly before reading the rest of your letter. Number one, I don't think the songs are on iTunes, but they are on the Pod Show PodSafe network. I'm able to get the songs for free since I have a podcast and I can add the songs to my show, but I don't know whether or not a non-subscriber can get them. I'll ask my hubby and see if he can help me figure it out. As a last resort, you can always email the people at music.podshow.com and ask how you can get the songs. I'll look into it and I'll let you know. And number two, my idea for what you could knit as a beginner. I am sure you have great talent, and your skill will only improve with time and practice. Is a tank top in a cool cotton blend. I recommend the Knit Pick Shine or the Twist yarn. They're both inexpensive, have pretty colors, and are fun to knit. And there's also a free pattern for the Gauge Lesson Tank already on the website. Tank tops are not much more difficult than scarves. You just knit the two pieces with minimal shaping near the armholes and the neck, and you sew the side seams. I bet you'd enjoy knitting one. I'll put the link on my blog for you. All right, I'll go back to her letter. She says, okay, I have one little story to tell. I almost got thrown out of a sock knitting class that I paid $75 for, and I had just learned to purl. My teacher was with me and vouched that I was a very fast learner, and I learned in about 10 minutes. After that, though, the teacher was very rude to me. I found out later that her gimmick is to charge you for the class, and then all she did was hand you a pattern and say, go for it. Later, she'd invite you to her house and offer to help you personally, but she'd charge you $25 an hour for her help when she never said anything about that being on a pay basis. Beforehand, she kept saying, oh, I'll help you learn it, no problem. Then she lowered the boom after you sat there for 4 hours. Please, this is my first class. Is this typical? I hope not. My first teacher was a friend who didn't charge me a cent, but she moved to Kentucky. Laura, do you know her? Sorry. I've never heard of this, and every knitter I have just met was so happy that someone was learning it, they overflowed with good karma. So, is she going to come back as a roach or what? Thanks for being so neat to listen to. Your devoted listener, Aya Zala. Okay, here's the answer to this letter. Yes, Aya, I think this woman will come back as a roach. But seriously, I don't think that this type of class is typical. This woman seems to be more interested in making money than teaching and sharing the art of knitting. I do understand the necessity of being paid for your time, but to be dishonest and misleading in the way you teach or charge for a class is not acceptable. I think that there's probably another class near you that would be a better bet in terms of attitude of the teacher and the atmosphere of the class. It'd be a good idea to check out and see. Ask some of the women in the class you were in to see if they have any other groups that they go to or yarn stores that have classes they might be able to tell you about. Learning to knit should be a joy and a fun experience, not a negative or an overly costly one. But thanks so much for writing and saying all those wonderful things. It was so great to get it. If you have any questions, suggestions, stories, or comments you'd like to share with me, email me at gina@yogagardennh.com. And we'll see what we can do to get your ideas and answers on the podcast. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at yogagardennh.com. I would love to hear from you. Sadly, it's now the end of the podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting a bit tipsy. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to Jackie, Erica, Nicole, Jen, Melissa, Julie, Anne Marie, Ginger, Laura, Corey, Z Fiber, Amanda, Amanda D, Heidi, Brenda, Kaylee, Chris, Gigi, and the spectacular Amy of Spunky Eclectic for all of your comments on my blog the past month or so. I truly enjoy reading your comments, and even though I don't write back all the time, I really do appreciate them, and I will try to check out more of your blogs as well. If I had the time, I would just read blogs all day. Knitters' lives are just so interesting. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. I also want to add a big birthday hug and many kisses to my wonderful, hardworking, loving, and super mom, Karen. I love you, Mom. Happy birthday. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.